Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bill Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today. And today we're going to the MAC conference, and we're going to be joined with the fifth-year senior making his path towards the draft, and that is Northern Illinois standout quarterback Drew Hare. Drew, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you leave your time at NIU's kind of come and gone, and now you're training to get yourself into the next level?
Man, I mean, it's crazy. I can't, you know, when I first got to NIU, everybody, you know, tells you all the time, you know, it goes fast and make the most of it. And, you know, you kind of take it for granted at times, but, you know, I'm thankful for everything and here I am. So time to go.
it is time to go. I mean, usually, and I could be wrong, but a lot of times when we get the quarterbacks on the show, it seems like you guys have been quarterback since day one, since Pop Warner, Pee-wee. I mean, do you kind of share the same translation where once you had the football in your hand, you're the kind of director? Really?
Yeah, that wasn't me. I was I started out playing when I was 9 years old. My dad had a different idea. I was playing running back and wide receiver all the way till eighth grade. I think he kind of knew that I was, for the most part, I was in like the top two or three athletes on the team every year. So he kind of wanted me to play those spots and, you know, just use the most out of my athleticism, and then he kind of knew that I was going to transition to a quarterback later in life. So that was the plan all along.
Nice. So Drew Hare, just say 9 years old, were you that kid scoring like 5-6 touchdowns a game?
Yeah, I was. It was a lot of fun. I mean, at one point in my career, I was the fastest kid on the field. You know, that was always a good time. So, you know, unfortunately, they all caught up, and I had to deal with I had to find a new spot.
And then, well, the new spot you found, I think, it's rewarded you well, to say the least. So when you kind of start to kind of develop in the quarterback that we're talking to, well, obviously it's been a long process and you had a lot of years of work at it, but, you know, talk about, you know, how, you know, your first start and just kind of going through high school and obviously getting some notice from the colleges and ending up in Northern Illinois.
Yeah, well, I mean, I always have a pretty, you know, pretty natural throwing motion. You know, my dad was a quarterback also. So, you know, he kind of taught me from a young age. And, you know, I went, like I said, started in eighth grade, kind of really started to play quarterback then. Got to high school. I mean, they loved me. Got to my sophomore year, and I was, you know, pretty much scheduled to start varsity my sophomore year. Ended up tearing my meniscus in my knee and had to miss the whole year. So I got back my junior year, and that was my first, you know, first start for varsity. I had a good year, you know. I set some records for our school, and, you know, it wasn't really getting much attention, you know, getting a little bit here and there. Excuse me. But, you know, kind of had a few schools talking to me. Ended up going to Northern Illinois for their 7-on-7 tournament. And, I mean, that day I had a pretty good day throwing, and, you know, they offered me on the spot, and I pretty much committed 2 weeks after that and just, you know, got done with the recruiting process. And, you know, I was thinking if I'm going to go anywhere in the MAC, I mean, I started to get interest from other MAC schools. I was like, I'm this close to Northern Illinois, and, you know, they got a good program, so, you know, I feel like I fit in there. And so I took it.
Definitely. Yeah, and the rest is history. I'm curious, and, you know, growing up with your father's background, and I believe he was a Gopher playing at Minnesota.
Yes.
Do you scorch each other at all? Does he ever tease you, maybe like, you know, I can definitely make this pass better than you, or do you kind of ever say like, you know, Dad, you know, you don't have anything close to me in terms of skill set?
it's funny. He doesn't say a lot to me. I, you know, sometimes I'll throw stuff at him. You know, even if it's just like about bowl games or something, you know, we'll be. Because, I mean, he went to, I think, one or two in his career, and, you know, I went to, you know, four, and, I mean, it was every year until this year. So it'd just be, like, little things like that about winning seasons and stuff. I mean, nothing, you know, nothing serious, obviously, but, you know, it's fun to mess with him.
I'm sure it is. And how much has he kind of helped develop you into? I mean, how much do you kind of lean on him? And, you know, I'm sure from a young age he's been able to teach you a lot of nuances that a lot of kids – you know, wouldn't able to have. I mean, just talk about, you know, how important he's been, just kind of, you know, kind of nurturing you into the guy that we're talking to today.
Yeah, no, I was, I mean, definitely fortunate to have him when I was young. I mean, he, you know, he was a college coach when I was younger too. So, I mean, he, you know, obviously knows a lot about the game, and I could ask him just about anything. I still, I mean, to this day, I still, you know, have questions for him. But, I mean, it was nice growing up, obviously, because like you said, I got to, you know, learn a whole different, you know, a lot of different parts of the game that other kids didn't. And then by the time I got to high school, I mean, using the things you learned, you know, is a big advantage compared to kids that are just athletic. You know, you know different ways how to play the game and how to excel. So I think, you know, having him was huge in high school. Right. And then in college, he kind of laid back in college. I mean, obviously, you know, I have coaches, and he knows how it goes in college, how hard it is, and, you know, with the player-coach relationships and everything. So he kind of was just there for my support, you know, be there to pick me up and whatnot.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Drew Hare, the Northern Illinois quarterback, joining us here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know it's free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be putting his College to Pro bio page as well. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about Drew as he makes his path towards April and the NFL draft at the end of that month. For you, I mean, let's kind of get into the nooks and crannies about what scouts like about you. I mean, if you're in the film room, you're breaking down some tape, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those quarterback intangibles that just kind of make you stand out?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest one is, you know, when it comes to mechanics and actually throwing, I think is my accuracy. You know, I've always kind of prided myself on that. I mean, ever since I pretty much started quarterback, that was always, you know, my biggest thing. Also, not turning the ball over, you know, that was another thing in college I really focused on. I mean, I ended up throwing, I think, 6 picks in my career, so, I mean, it was pretty low. And, it, you know, that, I mean, that was
wow.
That was a weekly goal of mine. Yeah, I mean, that was – I tried to go into every game, try to throw zero. So I think reading defenses and, you know, just understanding the game a little bit. I mean, I feel like that's always been a big part of mine is I'm a pretty intelligent guy when it comes to playing quarterback. So I think making good decisions is the last big one.
Awesome. And does anything go unnoticed? I mean, I ask this question because we do pass this off to scouts. I mean, anything that can't be seen on film in terms of game film study, leadership qualities? I know you have to have it as a quarterback, but anything that scouts won't be able to kind of pick up on watching tape that they need to know about you that kind of definitely puts a feather in your cap?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like you said, actually both of them, the leadership and the film study, I think, you know, if scouts talk to any of our coaches, they tell you how much film I've watched. And, you know, I even had, you know, coaches tell me I watch more film than they do. So, I mean, it's, they, I was kind of in there whenever I had a free moment. So, I mean, because that was like one of my things. Like, I really just, if I felt unprepared for a game, I felt like I was letting everybody down. And I think, you know, that was one big driving factor for me. That, I mean, that still will be as I take my career forward. Another one is the leadership.
Nice.
I mean, I'm not overly a vocal leader, but, you know, I lead by example, and, you know, when I have to say something, I will. I mean, as the quarterback, I've always been been there for my guys and, you know, continue to fight for my guys.
Definitely. And I'm curious, just because you mentioned the film room junkie role, I mean, take us through a week, or not the whole week, but all week long, you study film, Saturday rolls around, what you saw is coming to fruition as you see the play develop and you kind of make a big play or a game-winning type play. Can you take us inside the cap on one of those?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. How I do my film study, I have a pretty good system. You know, on Mondays I'll come in, you know, like after, because Sunday we have, you know, game review from the previous week. Monday I'll come in and, you know, kind of go through my go through every formation we're going to run that week and how, you know, the opposition plays that formation. Tuesday and Wednesday are more situational. And then Thursday I get into, you know, just watching a whole game, see how they respond in different situations, see how they operate really just in general. And then Friday is just a touch up for everything. And then obviously you're going Saturday. I think, you know, to take you through one, I guess when we were playing Ohio, actually, a few years ago, when I was a sophomore. It was 14-14 with a few minutes left. And, you know, we had a good little drive to end it. And I remember we had a corner post to Chad Beebe to win it. And I remember just seeing it before. And, I mean, it was pretty much everybody knew it was coming. I mean, it was easy to see, you know. And that was, like, one of the things that showed me how important film study is. I mean, it was just like, you know, I already knew what defense they were in. I already knew how big it was going to be. And I just had to make the throw. So, you know, it's stuff like that. It's important. So.
Oh, definitely. Definitely important. It's so, such a huge factor in the game. Once again, Drew Hare, C2P, Northern Illinois QB, kind enough to join us today. I mean, you've dealt with some injuries. I'm sure that had to be a load on your mind at a lot of times. I mean, kind of how have you kind of stay positive? I mean, we were talking before the show. You said, you know, you haven't felt this good in a long time, which is great. But I mean, mentally, I mean, how much tougher are you just knowing that you've kind of had some adversity the last couple of years?
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely faced my share of adversity, that's for sure. Obviously the thing, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, I think goes for everything. I mean, I feel like I've been through the toughest moments of my life, and I hope so, at least. I mean, we'll see. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I feel stronger. I feel like, you know, there's some blessings that could have come from it. I mean, I feel like I, you know, saw the game from a different perspective and learned some different things about the game that I feel like I probably wouldn't have. And, you know, if those things helped me in the long run, then, you know, maybe the injuries were worth it. I don't know. I mean, it's the little things that you'll never know. So I just try to stay positive and try to say, you know, God has a plan, and whatever these two past injuries were for, I mean, we'll see. I don't know.
Well, and for you, comparisons or anybody that you kind of look to at that next level that you kind of, you know, pattern what you do?
Yeah, I mean, I try to be like with the accuracy. I mean, obviously Drew Brees is a big one that I like to try to play after or play my game like. Another guy is actually Dak Prescott, because I feel like I'm a little more athletic, so I can make a few plays with my feet, but also, you know, takes care of the ball and makes good decisions, and, you know, he throws a good ball, and like I said, he operates well, and I think that's the guy that I his play kind of reminds me of mine, so.
Nice, I like that. And in terms of kind of getting prepared for pro days and private workouts, are you training anywhere, or are you still at school?
Yes, no, I'm training in Chesterfield, Missouri. I'm training at a place called Elite Performance Academy. It's like 25 minutes from my house, so it's a good little deal.
All right. How long have you been down there?
I've been there the whole month of January, and I will through my pro day. So my pro day is March 10th.
March 10th. That'll be coming up quick. So that's a nice pro day
yep.
date, man. Nice and early. That
yeah, no,
I feel bad when the guys come on and they got like an April pro day. I'm like, ugh.
No, that's one of my buddies that's training with me. He went to Louisville. It was March 30th. So, yeah, I was like, wow. You know, that's a grind.
Ugh. Yeah, I think we had a kid on yesterday with April 4th. I'm like, ooh, man, jeez.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, that's just kind of nasty. I mean, yeah, I'm thinking you just – because all you're going to keep doing is training all the way up to that day.
Exactly.
Not that you're going to go on in a binge and, you know, go to a BW3's eating contest every day. But, like I said, it's just nice to kind of have a little bit of a mindset. Oh, man, I can't believe we're out of time. These shows go so quick sometimes. We let you go, Drew, though, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah.
All right. The first question, I think this is a question you guys enjoy the most, is female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you taking to dinner?
Blake Lively, even though she's married and whatnot, I mean. She's my favorite for sure.
Nice, nice. That's all right. It's just lunch, dinner, date type thing. I mean, it's a casual thing.
Yeah, casual. There you go.
Catch casual, yeah. You know, just kind of touching base on things. And then superstitions, and you do any goofy things on a Saturday morning leading up to game day?
Not really. I don't really have any superstitions. No, I really don't. I don't know. Not a big.
That's all right. No,
I mean, yeah,
not wrong with that, man. That's a good thing. Like I said, that way you don't get thrown off by something mentally. And I'm curious. We talked about you and your father before. When's the last time you guys have thrown the football, and who's ever thrown it the farthest? When you kind of recollect back through the days.
see, he hasn't. He hasn't thrown a football in a while. I mean, he's had numerous surgeries, so it kind of sidelines him a little bit. But I'd say the last time we threw, he probably threw farther than me. But I mean, I think
nice.
If we did that contest again today, I think I'd probably blow him out.
You better blow him out, man. You got a lot riding on that.
Yeah.
If he shows up after the show and outthrows you, just don't go back to training, dude. I'm going to tell you right now.
I don't deserve to go back, that's for sure.
And then the final question before we let you go today. We've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts themes on shoes. If you could have your cleats with any sort of design or theme, what would you want to create on those?
Oh, man, it'd probably be the OVO owl from, Drake's label. I think that'd be my go-to. I saw Odell Beckham have them made this past year, and I'm pretty much in love with them. So
nice.
I think those.
There you go. Awesome, man. Well, hey, man, you've had a fabulous career. You've had a ton of success. You got to do a lot of things that a lot of collegiate guys only could dream of, and obviously bigger and brighter things ahead for you. But, hey, we always like to stay humble. Stay blessed, and we'll talk to you again, my man.
I appreciate it. Really, thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Drew Hare, the standout quarterback from Northern Illinois, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. As always, we appreciate him stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL draft prospects.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.